Zebras, lions, buffalo and bushmen live in the Kalahari Desert. Page 86. This story, based on the novel Maru by Bessie Head, is the story of a bushman girl who is brought up and well-educated by a white missionary, but who meets with many difficulties due to her origin and the colour of her skin.
Zebras, lions, buffalo and bushmen live in the Kalahari Desert is an African proverb that shows how people have looked upon the bushmen. Bushmen are aboriginals who have lived in southern Africa for tens of thousands of years. Missionary Margaret Cadmore works in Botswana during the 1960s. Most people around her are racists who think the bushmen are dirty and stupid, that they can't think for themselves, not even feed themselves, and that they are the lowest of all living things. Margaret is of the opposite opinion and realises that the racists are just narrow-minded. Instead, she takes care of and protects the bushmen, something that is very unusual. One day, when a poor African woman dies, Margaret decides to raise the woman's newborn daughter, and she names her Margaret, after herself. Young Margaret is well taken care of by the older Margaret. Unlike other bushmen, she has a lot of privileges. She doesn't grow up poor and she gets an education. Moreover, she learns about life through classic literature and becomes a very intelligent young woman. Sadly, she doesn't know that her past is going to catch up with her. It was only when she started going to the mission school that she slowly became aware that something was wrong with her relationship to the world. She was the kind of child who was shyly pinched under the seat and next to whom no one wanted to sit. If a glob of spit dropped onto her arm during the playtime hour, she quietly wiped it away. If they caught her in some remote part of the school buildings during the playtime hour, they would set up a wild, jiggling dance. Since when did a bushy go to school? We take him to the bush where he eats mealy, pap, pap, pap. What did it really mean when another child walked up to her and, looking so angry, said, "You are just a bushman"? In their minds, it meant so much. Half of it was that they were angry that she had the protection of a white woman who was also their principal. What was the other half? What was a bushman supposed to do? All the time there is a hole in Margaret's heart because she can never say, "I am this or that. My parents are this or that." She may look like the parents that she has never met, but she is probably not like them in any other way. Children around her keep telling her that she is a bushman, a low breed, or a bastard. She is labelled an it, not a human being, no better than the predators that roam the Kalahari Desert. However, when Margaret opens her mouth to speak, people are confused. She doesn't sound like a bushman at all, and Margaret's mind and heart are composed of all the things that she has absorbed from Margaret Cadmore. She is no longer an African. Somehow she is something new and universal that simply cannot be defined by tribe, race, or nation. Margaret grows up and becomes a schoolteacher in an African village called Dilep. She proves that bushmen are not stupid at all. Unfortunately, she still has to struggle against racists judging her because of the colour of her skin. White people say, "At least I am not African." African people say, "At least I'm not a bushman." The question is, How do you stand up for yourself when everyone thinks that you are the person at the very bottom?
Author, Bessie Head. Bessie Head is one of Africa's most well-known authors. She was born in South Africa and spent much of her life in Botswana. She lived a rough life and died when she was only 49. Inspired very much by her own life, she wrote the novel Maru in 1971. It raises the very important question, what really determines who we are, our genes or the environment we grow up in? Botswana and its people. Botswana is a modern country today with a population of 1.7 million. The original people of the country are the San, or Bushmen. However, Bushmen is an insulting and racist name. The word Aboriginal is the proper word to use for people who have lived in a country first and before any colonists. All in all, there are about 100,000 so-called Bushmen left in Botswana, Namibia, South Africa, and Angola. About 3,000 of them still live traditionally by hunting animals and gathering food from the wild. This is how they have been living for about 30,000 years.